Hi, this is Carrie Brownstein.
This is DJ Premier.
This is Darren Aronofsky.
You got the RZA right here.
Rose McGowan.
Right here.
Aisha Tyler.
A Tribe Called Quest.
Fred Armisen.
Fritz Paul.
Javier Munoz. Seth Meyers.
Frankie Cosmos.
Flying Lotus.
Hi, we're Chaim. And you're listening to the Talk House Podcast. Ow!
Hello and welcome to the Talk House Podcast. I'm Josh Modell. For our first brand new episode of 2023, we've got a short but great chat with three guys from the rollicking Australian rock scene. Ambrose Kenny Smith, Jack Cool Breeze Crowther, and Elliot Dr. Love Wisdom O'Reilly. Yes, they have excellent names and so do their bands. Kenny Smith is part of the super prolific King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, which since coming together in Melbourne in 2010 has released an incredible 23 albums, three of those in October of 2022 alone. The band has built up a manic following along the way, making a whole universe of their own. People actually call it the Gizverse, with characters and sounds that range from extended rock jams to jazz to microtonal explorations. If you're not already familiar, there's no perfect place to start, though last year's Ice, Death, Planets, Lungs, Mushrooms, and Lava is accessible in its own way. In addition to nonstop touring and recording with King Giz, Kenny Smith also leads another band, the Murlocs, which put out their sixth album, Rapscallion, just last year as well. Busy guy. To borrow a funny line from Pitchfork, being a King Gizzard fan can feel like a full-time job. It seems like a fun one to me. Here's Iron Lung from that album I mentioned above with the really long name. The other two gents in this conversation, Jack Crowther and Elliot O'Reilly, are part of Babe Rainbow, another hardworking Australian band. Though not quite as busy as King Gizzard, Babe Rainbow has managed to release five full-lengths in just the last 5 years, and one was even produced by a member of King Gizzard. Theirs is a slightly more focused take on psychedelic rock, no less spacey, but a bit more structured. Here's Inner Space from their latest album, The Organic Band. In this conversation, these three friendly guys talk about recent flooding in Australia that involved some cat rescuing, as well as fashion, having babies, surfing, and lots more. Enjoy.
Oh, hey, this is Ambrose from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and you're listening to Talk House Podcast.
This is Elliot from the Babe Rainbow.
G'day, Jack from the Babe Rainbow.
Okay. So I reckon the first time I met you was when you played with Murlocs at the Black Bear Lodge on our like Loopholes album tour in 2014, I reckon. Do you remember that?
Loved it.
Yeah. I remember Angus was playing the drums, like standing up, and it was just the three of you, I think. Yeah.
Good old days.
Glory days.
Yeah. We've all come a long way.
Yeah, a lot's changed since then. Not much growing up, though.
No.
And there was another gig in Brisbane that was with Gizzard. We played before you were Gizzard.
Where was it?
It was in the valley.
I don't remember the name.
Not like Alhambra Lounge or something.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, that was it.
I think did Murlocs play that as well?
I reckon they probably
like
did.
Like opened
as well.
And then you played in Gizzard maybe. I do have a vague memory of watching you there too. That joint was cool, I think.
Yeah. Old Brizzy. I love Old Brizzy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little country town.
Country town. What else is happening? How's farm life been?
It's been pretty good actually lately. Now that it's stopped raining it's been raining for 2 years over there.
You missed the floods. Hey, you happened to just be in a little sweet spot where you didn't get hit.
Angus and my houses were above the flood, yeah, but we're in Lismore that got hit pretty hard.
Yeah. Mm. Jack was doing rescue missions on dinghies.
I was out on the boat.
Getting cats off roofs.
It's pretty hectic.
For those who don't know, these floods were when they last year?
Yeah, started this
February.
Year.
It was on my daughter's birthday.
Whoa.
We woke up and it was, the floods had fully hit. Yeah. It was hectic.
Damn. You were saving people?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we want to, I'll try and quickly
Jack's
tell
arc.
This. I'll try and quickly tell it. I went to the end of my street and this old guy from the hills was going out on a dinghy by himself. So I jumped on to help him and I thought we were just going into the CBD to like ferry people back, but we went to where it was like a raging river, because there was like people really in need. And there's a girl sitting on her roof, strangely looking really calm, but we go and help her and the river's gushing around. And her mum and dad are inside with their cat and dog. So jumped in the house and, you know, they were physically like exhausted. So just pulled the cat and dog down, shoved it in the dinghy, and then they climbed off the roof and then just like went back, like so gnarly.
Whoa. I think I need to have a bit of this mum grass after that.
Bring back the memories. Should we talk more about the farm?
Again.
Elliot's got a stray sow.
Yeah, I've got
an enormous pig.
Really? He's,
what's his name?
Brian.
Brian.
Brian Jones.
That's so good. It's a good little like mop like Brian Jones.
Oh, mate, he's got it all.
I remember being down in Elliot's garden helping him
plant
some kale or something. And, you know, we'd like prep the beds all good. And fucking down comes this pig running through this tall grass and just clompers over all these fucking kale plants. Well, maybe it was the babies.
Yeah, they were little wiener pigs.
Little wieners.
What?
But you're looking at Brian's.
So classic Brian Jones move is just popping out kids straight away.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, he doesn't know either by the sounds of it. Wild. So how many baby pigs are there?
Well, they're all gone now because I didn't personally eat them all.
Didn't have the space for them?
Yeah. Didn't have space for them.
So. What are you growing at the moment? What's in season on the farm?
I put it all in. Tomatoes, awesome. Zucchini, cucumber, capsicum, eggplant, kale, silver beet.
We're so inspired, we ended up calling the band, the album The Organic Band.
The Organic Band. It's so bang on.
Elliot's idea.
Yeah, you guys always have a way with titles.
Yeah, it's ambiguous as fuck. Albums.
That's awesome. That's
pretty good. Wait,
is that known, the Organic Band, this new album?
Yeah.
Is that single you just put out?
Yeah. It's off that one.
That's sick.
Yeah. What about you? What are you guys putting out?
Fair bit going on in my world.
Are you about to do a big tour after this one?
Yeah, we just put out the Murlocs record, Rapscallion, like a week ago. We did one show in Melbourne at the Brunswick Ballroom. So I was home for like a month and I rehearsed like twice a week with Merles leading up to that.
Fuck, bro.
Did that. Hardworking man.
Yeah. You've got to be the most hardworking man around.
I don't know.
Have you ever been on a holiday?
Money. Yeah, I had a holiday. I had like a month. We had a month off
in Europe,
and we went
also
to Italy and Europe, like me and my partner.
Oh, sweet.
Tell us about that.
Oh, that was beautiful. It was so good. Greece was so dope.
Greece.
Went to Athens, went to Idra, the island Idra.
Oh, cool.
So dope. It was like just camels, no cars.
Yeah.
And it was bliss. And then we had, I booked out a Airbnb in Styria, like 2 hours out of Athens, and all of Gizzard and our partners and the babies and stuff just hung out for like 5 days.
Epic.
It was amazing.
So on the mainland, just 2 hours from Athens.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
Sort of like went around in a U shape. You could get a ferry like from the port there, but
oh yeah,
it wasn't that much quicker. So we just like, we drove and then got the ferry back. But yeah, the place was amazing. Had like this pool pumping fresh ocean water and had these yayas like cooking like mad authentic Greek food every night.
It was at the place or at like a tavern?
Lived in this house like on the next property over.
Oh yeah, cool.
And they would come over and cook up mad like moussaka and dolmades and stuff.
Yeah,
really dope.
I love a good Greek salad.
Big massive slab of feta.
You've been enjoying the Mexican food over here?
I haven't had too much yet.
God, we've had the best shit. We've been in
been already smashing it.
Ventura. It's like the unbelievable.
Yeah, we've been staying in Burbank, so kind of just got like
Walmart.
Lowe's and stuff around us. We had Outback Steak the other night.
Oh,
I've never been to Outback Steakhouse
or whatever.
I thought
that was Australian though.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, went in and the toilets have like blokes and Sheilas written on them. And
it's
like,
so good.
Like kookaburra wings on the menu. And
how it is at home.
I got a margarita and it was called Boom Marita. And I was like, oh, that's a bit weird. And I didn't look at it, but it was like a flight of margaritas. It was like four margaritas, but it was just on a boomerang. And I was just like, oh, that's a bit inappropriate.
I ordered a quesadilla without cheese last night. And it was just literally two fucking tortillas.
Just a yeah, like some mushrooms. Wait, how did you order that without cheese? Doesn't it just come with cheese?
I just said, no, I don't like, I don't want cheese on this one.
Specifically, no cheese. Might as well just made your own, like, toasty or something.
I know.
We were a bit delirious. We'd been rehearsing and it was like, you know, what was it? Like 11, trying to find something to eat before we just hit the sack.
Have you guys been jamming last couple of days?
Yeah, we had a rehearsal studio. It was called like Center Staging in Burbank. It was pretty funny. Tame was in the room next to us.
Oh, hilarious.
And then Pond were like rehearsing in this control room when they would stop.
Oh,
so it was just like a block of Aussies taking over. It was pretty funny.
Do you guys all get along?
Yeah, we hung out a bit in between like our breaks and stuff.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's good seeing all that crew. And then went and hung out with some of the Pond dudes last night at their place in their Airbnb.
Nice.
Just catching up. Hadn't like seen each other properly for ages.
Yeah. Are they playing here?
Yeah, Tame's playing tomorrow night. Kev was showing me like the visuals and stuff they're going to be doing. It looks mega.
Crazy.
Yeah, they're just doing that Lonerism album. It was sick hearing them jamming in there, and they seem to be having fun. So I don't think they were using clicks or anything, and they were just going back to the roots, brother.
Sick.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Where it all
began. We're going the opposite way.
We're catching up.
Yeah, everyone's just doing 180s and going back to
a bit like that
freestyle.
And have you got, did you bring your visuals guy on the road?
Yeah, Juicy's here. Juicy's been getting smashed as always.
Has he?
Yeah, he's just jobs fucking never end,
pumping him out.
Yeah, always just I'm just massaging him as he's like on his iPad constantly.
Oh shit,
just,
how does he do it?
He's a workaholic like Stu, so him and Stu kind of just like feed off it together, I guess. Just keep creating stuff. He just did like all those album covers, like those three albums we're putting out this month.
Putting out three albums this month.
Yeah.
Three new albums.
Yeah.
One every week.
Kinda. It's pretty funny, but one of the albums is like a photo and he had to do like, I don't know, just multiple things. And the Ice Death Planets album cover is probably one of my favorite ones he's done.
Cool.
Like this AI kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's always
busy.
Pretty
buzzy.
And is Sammy Joe looking after you?
Sammy Joe, front of house weapon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Joseph is one of our really close friends and he's these guys' sound guy.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for letting us, you know, poach him from you in some way.
You know. That's how it goes.
We're happy to see the end of him too. I'm just joking. If you ever listen to this, Sam, I love you.
It's a pleasure.
Hey, this is Josh Modell, host of the Talkhouse podcast. We love it when musicians come on the show and talk about process, and often they'll get into the nuts and bolts of being a working artist, which can sometimes be fun and sometimes feel more like a business. Well, this episode of Talkhouse is brought to you by DistroKid, which is an amazing service for musicians looking to get their songs out into the world in an incredibly smart and cost-effective way. For the past decade plus, DistroKid has made it easy to get your music on all the streaming services, including Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, Instagram, and more. You keep 100% of your earnings minus a flat yearly fee, which is a better deal than you'll find anywhere else. More than a million artists use DistroKid, and the latest version of their app is better than ever. It includes features that make it easy to see your account details, including the money you've earned, as well as to seamlessly edit things like lyrics and metadata across platforms. There's even a feature called Instant Share, which allows you to easily share files with your bandmates, booking agent, playlist curators, and more. DistroLock allows you to protect your songs. DistroKid users get a YouTube official artist channel, too. The list goes on. The DistroKid app is available on iOS and Android. Go check it out today.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. A story of moral panic, grassroots activism, and an unstoppable music community that fought for its freedom. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
What else is there? What? So you got your new album, the Organic Band?
The Band.
And when's that coming out?
October 14th. Yeah, yeah. It's a couple of weeks, I guess. Is it? Yeah.
What day is it?
Got my acne on.
Yeah, Alex looking really fly.
Got my CBD
for
joint.
Those who can't see what he's wearing.
No weed. No.
Can I try some of that?
Oh, sorry, brother. You can pass, pass the tookie to the left hand.
Letting Dad get his grasp of me.
Oh, no. I should start my own.
Should we describe Elliot's outfit?
It's pretty hard to put a.
Yeah.
He's got some.
Really. It's cooler than. Like,
you don't have a shirt on underneath, do you?
No.
Damn,
he's got some Jaden Smith New Balance sneakers, rainbow, white. He's got some rainbow acne toweling flares. So what's that shirt?
It's a thrift
it's
find.
It's a really thin white hoodie.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Rayon or
hood
something.
On.
And then he's got some nice blue sunglasses.
What is that Ole. Hoodie? What is the...
It's a little, just a bit of tourism Mexico.
Fresh. Love it. Good as.
Yes, yes, yes.
What else been going on? Farm life.
Jack's having another baby.
Another baby?
Number three. Coming in February.
He hasn't heard of contraception yet.
How are you feeling about that?
Feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little boy found out. So it'll be
awesome.
Two girls
Congrats.
And a boy.
Cool.
We already named him.
What's the name?
Digby.
Digby. Digby's a sick name. I got a mate in Melbourne called Digby.
Cool.
Yeah. He's a legend.
And
setting up music farm in Byron.
Yeah. Headquarters.
Oh, yeah. Where you record that joint.
Yeah.
No, we're going to start our own one, but.
Oh, you're going to start your own.
Well, Jack's. You're going to build us our own one.
Well, Jack's
we're doing some research. I've been enjoying the, especially up at Malarkey's Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're staying there.
Oh, like, you've been staying there?
Yeah.
How good is it?
It's in Malibu Canyon.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the joint. So you're going to just try and replicate that kind of same studio?
Maybe bigger.
Yeah.
Just
you need a bit more space.
It's cool because, you know, there's a saloon, an old saloon in the center of where everyone camps in the trailers in these 50s trailers.
I just wanted to jam in that saloon.
Yeah. And some shit went down there, didn't it? Back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Few
explicit films, apparently. Yeah, I didn't really want to like sit on that like cowhide for too long.
Oh, God.
Touch anything.
Oh, no,
really.
You got to wear gloves around the joint. No.
I reckon. That's exciting. When are you going to start building that?
Oh, just chipping away whenever Todd lets us have a break.
When we see the money, baby.
Yeah, true. Timber prices are going through the roof. Might have to get a mill.
Mm. Yeah.
Make it out of camp for Laurel.
It will be there for 10 years.
Yeah, that's a joke. Yeah, we surfed County Line last couple of days out the front of Malarkey's place.
Yeah, nice.
That was good.
Was it water cold? It was freezing at the start of the year.
It's not too bad.
I just wore boardies.
It's like Byron temperature, weirdly.
Wow. When we came in April or whatever, it was like the coldest water ever.
Oh, it gets fucked, doesn't it?
I guess it's just
brain freeze.
It's still kind of warm from summer.
Yeah.
It'll start cooling down pretty quick now, I guess.
Sweet. You took his boards down, did you?
Yeah. Spencer, did you meet him? He's got a big truck, big F-250 or something. Fits about 20 boards in. You don't even have to strap them on. So good.
Oh, shaka.
Yeah,
awesome.
Shaka.
Hell yeah.
The support band we're touring with are just like mad surfers.
Oh, yeah, they're called like Wave Rider or something?
70s Tube Ride.
70s Tube Ride. That's sick.
Yeah.
There's a dude from Tomorrow's Tulips or something, someone was saying.
Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah. He likes to launch it.
Shagadelic as shit.
It's going to be a good road show.
We're rendezvousing with you guys again in Seattle.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we cross over one night.
We cross over in Seattle and Amel and the Sniffers. The three of us will be there the same
really?
Night. Yeah.
I was trying to figure out if we were crossing paths with them, but I didn't think we were.
So that should be a good party.
That's awesome. How'd you figure that out? Let's see.
Sammy Joseph told me.
Oh.
Let's not talk about him.
It's too much.
Too many.
We can all give him big
Share
strong
around.
Hugs that night. That's sick. We're going to find something fun to do.
Mm.
For anyone in Seattle, throw us some suggestions for party time.
Yeah.
I'm excited about Seattle. Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah.
It's meant
to
be.
A little sleepless.
Up in the mountains.
Yeah, it's rage. Sick. That's going to be fun. I hope we all have a day off.
Yeah, well, you're lucky you get to sleep on the bus. We got to drive the next day.
Well, if we're going to the same city, you could always spoon me.
True. That's it. It's all about love, really, isn't it? It comes back to it.
I mean, you've got kids?
I got one daughter.
You got one daughter.
Yeah.
Lovely. What's her name?
Jill. Jillian.
Jillian.
Jilly.
Lovely.
And but do you have one coming?
I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
That's a good. As soon as you've started thinking about it.
I'm pretty satisfied and achieved enough for now. So
yeah, time to settle in.
Yeah, maybe. See how it goes. I'm getting married in February. That'll be fun.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Congrats, bro.
Yeah.
Where are you going to do that?
Just in Melbourne. Yeah. Pretty small, just in the city. It's just so hard to find time to do like any live things like that.
Yeah.
It's like tossing up going on like a tour of some sort around that time. And I was just like, kind of just really want to put my foot down for this one weekend.
Yeah, you know? Good man.
Yeah, ended up
Well, kid will be good for you,
once.
Bro, because it really gives you some nice boundaries with the music, you know.
It was nice having the guys bring their kids on tour early this year.
Yeah.
It was really sick.
How many they got? Is there a few of them running around now, is there?
So Stu brought his daughter Minty and Cavs brought his daughter Lenny.
Sweet.
And Minty was like, you know, just over 1 year old, maybe like one and a couple months. And Lenny was like, I think she just turned one. Oh, no, she turned one when we were in Croatia in the middle of the year.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
So, like, yeah, cool. Minty was pretty funny at the airport. She was running around and just, like, going straight up to any kid and just being like, she kept being like, kaka, kaka. I meant, like, thank you. And then was making jokes that she was just, like, the ringleader of, like, Lord of the Flies or something. Like, she's awesome. You can see Stu in her, like, so much.
Oh, crazy.
She gets that look in her eyes where she's she's got the energy of her father, that's for sure.
She's crazy.
And Lenny's just, a fair bit more chill. But, it was really sick having the kids around. It was just, like, made the airports and everything way more enjoyable. like, kind of boring, mundane, like, moments.
They bring out the love in you, don't they? As soon as you see them, you just...
It's good, yeah. One night, only a few shows in, we all had our vapes on the table and Minty walked past and just grabbed it and was like...
Oh, sweet. Oh,
and everyone was like... like turn around and we all just saw this cloud of vape come out and I was just like, thank God there wasn't the weed one. So bad.
True, that's just
she
too
kept
easy.
Looking at me vaping later and I was just
give me it.
No. Bad.
Now I think patience ate a little bit of tobacco once. Just found cigarettes on the table.
I baptized my baby with a big weed puff.
Yellow man.
Jesus.
Just joking.
Sure. And now I anoint you organic baby. Damn.
Well,
Todd the manager is...
We could talk all day.
This is going to go on for a while.
All right
thanks for having us, Talk House.
All right.
Cheers. See you around.
Adios.
Ciao.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Talkhouse podcast, and thanks to Ambrose Kenny-Smith, Jack Crowther, and Elliot O'Reilly for chatting. If you liked what you heard, please follow Talkhouse on your favorite podcasting platform and check out talkhouse.com for tons of great written pieces and other podcasts in our network. This episode was recorded and produced by Keenan Cush, and the Talkhouse theme is composed and performed by The Range. See you next time.